Flooding is getting worse. Can tech help us deal with it? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Jed Kim. Water infrastructure. It's boring. We only care about it when things go wrong. Things have been going wrong. Punishing storms have caused catastrophic flooding in New York, Texas, Louisiana, the list goes on. But water systems are expensive and hard to fix. Technology may provide some relief. Paul Robinson is executive director of RISE, a nonprofit accelerator in Norfolk, Virginia, that helps develop climate tech. In an interview that first aired in early September, he told us about one of the companies they fund called Storm Sensor. It puts sensors in sewer pipes.
They measure the amount of flow and in which direction it's flowing and how full the pipe is. And you want to know when, if your pipe is full or blocked or flowing the wrong way. That's important for the city to know. They can react to that.
Well, how hard is it for cities to know what the status of their pipes are?
Right now, it's not easy because the pipes are buried and there's no one down there on a regular basis. So you don't know if sediment's building up or if there's a garbage bag and some sticks down there that's creating a blockage. So having sensors placed within the stormwater pipe, making measurements and reporting them out to the cloud for analysis is pretty important. And that's what storm sensors come in and done in our region. They put 20 sensors that will start to detect the direction of the flow. We're on a river and the river is on the coast. And so we're affected by high tide. The river and the ocean come up the stormwater system. And when there's a storm surge, it can go really far up the stormwater system and come out the drains and start to flood the city streets. Mm-hmm. So knowing that that's going to happen helps the city understand how their streets are going to be affected. Also, if they can detect part of the system is being clogged with sediment, that helps them send a crew over with a vacuum truck to clean up the blockage so it doesn't get any worse.
Why is an innovation accelerator needed to address these issues?
What seems to happen is cities are made up of very busy people. These people are running cities, and they really don't have the time and the wherewithal to look around and see different ways of doing things. So the tendency is to go with what has been done. And we're in the fortunate position here of being able to work with the cities, and they say, well, this is what we need. If you can get someone to figure it out, we want to use it. And then, so we de-risk that with the money we provide the companies to test new technologies. And so it's quite attractive for the city.
Paul Robinson is the executive director of RISE. There may be more funding for this kind of technology in the future. The new infrastructure law puts aside $50 billion for climate resilience. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.